good evening, and welcome to NDB Media's Monday Night in America. I'm your host, Roger Palpatine Noriega. I want to give thanks to Robert Summers Potterton III for his composition of our opening theme. Find his website at rsp3.com. That's the letter R, the letter S, the letter P, the number 3.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget we do have advertising opportunities here with NDB Media across all of our entire network, across all of our entire... Am I stuttering? I probably am. It's already a long day. Fiscal year at my regular employer coming to an end. Happy fiscal year! Yeah. We do have advertising opportunities. Just contact us at roger at ndbmedia.net. No D. Roger. R-O-G-E-R. Roger. That should work. It's an absolutely glorious afternoon. It's only 71 degrees over here at the campus at our world headquarters here in Pomona, California. The campus. Wow, the CIA headquarters. Well, based on the video that I was in, yes, I was covering up some secure facility. So this must be CIA West. Yes. What do they say in the Hunt for Red October? Central Intelligence Agency. Now there's a contradiction in terms. Cuso when he was boarding the mini sub as they were mild to make their way over to the Red October. Oh, come on. You've seen the movie. It's a great movie. It's a fun movie. You've seen it. Tell me you've seen it. Oh, for goodness sake, please tell me you've seen it. If you want to give us a call, the number is 914-333-0314. If you really, really want to help us out, actually, you know the big dog. He's on with us from time to time, and he is our co-host on Sports Talk with the Guys. Please, if you'd like to give the family a little bit of love, his daughter, his middle daughter, Melissa Bailey, is expecting Mason James Bailey in September of this year. She is of Avondale, Arizona, and she's registered at Amazon.com and a few other places. Melissa Bailey, due in September. That's for the big dog. You love him. I hate him. Everyone else loves him. So if you want to help out, his daughter is expected. They had a baby shower this weekend. It was a drive-by baby shower. No jokes. We're Latin. Or they're Latin, but be that as it may. I want to welcome our guests in the chat room. Thanks for joining us. If you want to go ahead and comment, you can either try just commenting by clicking in the type message field at the very bottom of the chat room or the dialog box, whatever it is, right where you're in. Or you can register and take on a persona and be someone and engage us in the interactive chat room. Ooh, haven't done that in a while. If you want to support us, patreon.com, NDB Media. And in the description field, as you know, I am an activist, getting old, but I'm still an activist. There is a petition that I'm forming on change.org. You can check it out in the description of this program right here. Wow, a lot of stuff going on. Bolton, what a pig. We know you did it for the money. When you say I didn't do it for the money, ladies and gentlemen, you know he did it for the money. So take it for what it's worth. We are going to have – oh, I want to go over the calendar. I do apologize. There's a lot of stuff happening here. Check us out on Twitter. I would love if you were to give us a like on Twitter. We're twitter.com/NDB Media. And we're on Facebook, NDB Media. And, of course, our website is ndbmedia.net. And I want to give you a little taste of the schedule. Of course, tonight is Monday Night America. We are debuting a new program in about 7 days on Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Jedi.tax radio, the first Sunday of every month. So if you need some assistance, have some questions, want to know about what we do, hey, join us. Send us your question in advance. Email us. Contact us at ndbmedia.net. Well, I already gave you my email. Send it to roger at ndbmedia.net, and we'll work your answer out. We'll talk to some experts and see if we can get you an answer on your return. Now, if you want to know how to start doing your taxes, turn your computer on. That lesson's free. And I'm sure there's another one. Turn the monitor on. But that's neither here nor there. The link is on ndbmedia.net. The announcement is there. That's going to be on the first Sunday of every month. Our calendar is this. On Monday, Monday Night America, 7 p.m. Pacific time. On Tuesday, Fandom Access, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Every other Wednesday, The Rock and Roll Shrink is on at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And prior to that, we have Travel Talk Radio, which they're on, if I'm not mistaken, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. On Thursday, we have two great programs. We have Travel Itch Radio, which is at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and then we have The Edge of Reality, which is on at 7 p.m. And then Saturday, of course, we have Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, on Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. And, of course, The Walking Dead viewing party will be returning in July. Stay tuned for details. So, of course, if you want to follow the host of Travel Itch Radio, you can find him, Dan Schlossberg, renowned author. You can find him and always find it. Have lots of awesome guests always coming up on a regular basis. So that's the calendar. That's what's going on. Give us a like. Give us a little bit of love to show you're out there. We're insecure. We do this because, well, we're insecure. And speaking of being insecure, we're not even going to talk about the COVID-19. You already have a lot of it. We may indirectly touch on it, indirectly it being my fault. Only in America. Thanks a week. Love this magazine. It's the best of U.S. and international news. It's a really cool magazine. If you guys have a chance, I humbly recommend you get it, because they talk about the latest articles, happenings, current events, thingies, and they give commentary from around the world about that particular topic. Or if it's in the United States, a particular local or regional thing, they give regional opinions. It is real cool. The Week. Check it out. I believe it's theweek.com. That is a magazine that the Scorch, Roger Palpatine Noriega reads. For also, if you want to know, I read Foreign Affairs. Yes, that big book. I'll bore you further. Only in America. The City Council of Duluth, Minnesota has voted to ban the word chief from job titles, saying it's offensive to Native Americans. Duluth's chief administrative officer will now be called city administrator, and the chief financial officer, the finance director. Alternatives for police chief and fire chief are pending. Man, I'm in trouble. I tend to use a loving term, take it however you want, but I'll call my supervisor soup, boss, jefe, chief, lots of things. They're terms of endearment, quite frankly. And yes, I could probably get in trouble for that. They just are. I don't mean them derisively. They are the boss. They are el mero mero. They're el jefe. So I use the word chief. I will tell you this. In Jedi.tax, the only one that's going to be a chief anything will probably be me as the CEO, the chief executive officer. But even then, we've been thinking of changing that. I know that our CIO, our chief information officer, the title is director of cyber intelligence. I'm not kidding. We really do have one. And his title is the director of cyber intelligence. So we've already done away with the word chief. And I want to welcome Casey Shapiro. Casey, thanks for joining us this evening. I know it's late over on the East Coast. Thanks, kiddo. I just gave you a little bit of play on two of your programs. Of course, you produce, two of them, and you host one of them. One of them as well? I don't know. I'm sure you'll set me straight in the chat room. Casey, it's been a while. I'm glad you're spending a little bit of time with me tonight. Thanks. If you want to go ahead and call in, Casey, you're always more than welcome. You know that. So she hosts both now. I believe it. As I already mentioned, we have the biweekly program, The Rock and Roll Shrink, with Dr. Stephen Mathis. He follows my personal account now, which is awesome. Of course, he's followed, and we're friends on Facebook and all this. But I've been going wild on Twitter, as everyone knows. That's neither here nor there. I'm just – okay, hold on. I need a sip of my Coke. Soda. Was that disgusting? Oops, sorry. Better out than in, right? Or how Shrek say it? But anyway, all kidding aside, we have changed the title of the Chief Information Officer to Director of Central Intelligence. Our COO, we're kind of indecisive. Oh, my God, where are my notes? I have them right here because we've been working on them. We've been spending a lot of time. But this was even before the city of Duluth wants to get rid of the titles of chief. because it's insulting. We were ahead of the game because director of financial operations, ours would be the DFO as opposed to the CFO, chief of financial operations. The COO, that one's a little more difficult. I think we're just calling her because it is my COO is female. So I know some kids listening to this saying, her, him, he, what the hell's that? Let it go. I'm a dinosaur. I love you kids, but I'm a little behind the time on certain things. But I respect and love almost everyone. But anyway, we'll leave it at that. Actually, I do. There's only one class of people I dislike. People that deliberately try to go out and hurt someone. I don't like those people. I don't like that kin, that ilk. I'm not that way. But anyway, I'm all over the place. So our COO is our director of operations. So that's just the DO. And then we have our chief information officer. Oh, I already said DCI. Is director of cyber intelligence. And then we have our public information officer, our PIO, and director of I think that could be our DI or public, no, DPI. I think director of public information. As a matter of fact, she's a female as well. So go figure. The male is the DCI, female is DPI. The DO is female, and the DFO are also female. So go figure. I like it. I've got a lot of stuff going on. But let me finish the article. This is crazy. So the city administrator or the chief administrator will now be the city administrator, the chief financial officer, finance director. Alternatives for police chief and fire chief are pending. The goal, said Mayor Mary Larson, is to eliminate terms rooted in offensive and intentional marginalization, only in America. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he'll deny federal pandemic relief funds to any county that requires face masks in public buildings. Ricketts has encouraged mask wearing to curb the spread of the coronavirus, but says the requiring masks is unacceptable. If countries want to require – counties want to I'm just all over the place – if counties want to require masks and lose millions in funding, Ricketts said, that's their prerogative. I believe that he will lose that under appeal because there are several things that happened. Oh, my goodness. Was it under George Bush? It wasn't Reagan. But I'm going to ask for my audience to help me out on this because they were trying to use federal monies, and those of us that were around should remember – this was when people were getting tired of the speed limits. Congress was doling out money, and if you wanted to continue receiving money, you had to maintain the speed limit, which was 55. States were fighting and fighting, and someone finally changed it, and they said, no money for you, no soup for you. And they went to court, and it was overturned. You cannot withhold funds in that manner. And I believe Dodger Donald also try to do the same thing for amnesty cities. Hey, folks, look, you know my background, but I'm confused on this amnesty stuff. I am a law and order citizen, which makes me stupid, I guess, in today's day and age, but I am. And look, it's for you to decide, but Dodger Donald tried to use the same thing for the amnesty cities, and it got knocked down as well. So this governor wanting to withhold, I think is going to lose as well. But think about how long it's going to take for the governor to lose and how many other people will lose. But I'm not watching the switchboard. What a shock. I want to bring her on right now. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm on a new computer.
Yes, I'm able to hear you. Yes.
Okay, good.
That one-second delay was pronounced.
What's that?
I apologize. I said that one-second delay was very pronounced right there.
Yes, I had to mute my browser. Otherwise, we would have double Casey, and that's a little too much.
Well, I don't know if that's too much, but double Roger? Oh, goodness, yes. Casey, I don't know if you've heard, but there are people over the years that I've had conversations with on air, and they shamelessly say, you know, Scorekeeper or Palpatine, you know, when you go back and listen to your program and you hear all the mistakes you made and it's very frustrating. And I turned to the guy and I said, what are you talking about? Yeah, you always hear your episode all over to hear the mistakes. Dude, I know what I do on air. I can barely tolerate my voice now. You expect me to listen to it twice? No.
Oh, my God. Sometimes it's funny.
Well, yeah, but like I say, Casey, I am so full of myself that once for me, even for me, is enough. But, Casey, thank you for joining me again. Thanks for being on with us. Tell us what's going on in the world of Casey. If you want to talk about your programs right now, by all means. But did you hear that stuff in my Only in America segment? Can you believe that?
I caught pieces of it where you were talking about people's titles, but I wasn't – I came in the middle of the conversation, so I wasn't sure where it was going exactly. So I caught, like, somebody was head of cyber something. That's where I came in. Oh. What was up with that?
Well, as a matter of fact, I pointed out that there's an article in The Week that it's their Only in America segment that the city of Duluth or the city council of Duluth, Minnesota, has voted to ban the word chief from job titles, saying it's offensive to Native Americans. And they're going to be changing city titles. And I began to read some of them. But I, of course, interrupted myself, went off on a tangent saying, hey, we were already in discussion here at Jedi.tax and NDB Media that we were already changing the titles. The only one that was probably going to keep chief was maybe me at CEO. And even then we were just thinking of just making it Herr Director. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say that. I mean, just the director. Yes. Yes, Casey. I'm stupid. Have we met?
I bet you're not going to play this episode back either.
Oh, no. One time for me is enough. No. Oh, wait a minute. How's the cartoon go? No more for me, thanks. I'm driving. So,
oh my
what
God.
We're doing, Casey... Yes, oh, Casey, I'm too much Coke soda already, but it is what it is. So I was talking about that our titles at Jedi.tax have already changed where my CIO, the Chief Information Officer, we refer to him as the Director of Cyber Intelligence. So it's DCI. Our COO is just the DO, the Director of Operations. Our public information officer is the director of public information, and our CFO is our director of financial operations. So it's just sometimes we can just get away and change the C to the D. But we've already done that.
Wow. So are we starting to maybe see the death of the corporate trope, you know, the C-level executive? Because if people are going to start shying away from that word, it's not going to apply anymore.
This one, I'm surprised it's going to – this is the first shot, at least that I know of. Maybe it's happened somewhere else. But, Casey, I'm in personal trouble because I use it as a term of endearment at work. I use chief, boss, number one, jefe. El mero mero, you know, all that stuff. And for me, it really is a term.
Jefe is different. Oh, jeez.
Well, I just, you know, I see the supervisor, whoever he or she is. Well, I don't say el mero mero for the female supervisor. In any world, I think I'll get in trouble for that one. But, Casey, I'm old and sexist. Forgive me. I'm stupid. I've already said that. But for all the other ones, I've really meant them all. I've meant them all as terms of endearment. And now someone is saying that the word chief is demeaning to Native Americans. Casey, I'm throwing this out there. Did you really think of that? Or would you even have thought of that? That could be demeaning?
Yes. It's
really?
Already come up in see. It is not one of people's first words they go to, because it's not as obvious as, let's say, the Washington Redskins or something, which is really awkward. But now that it's been brought up, I could definitely see. I kind of predict within the next year, now that this article is out, and I imagine it's going to occur to other people, or they're going to hear about this decision. I kind of feel like over the next few months, this may start rolling along a little more. I think you're going to see more of this, honestly.
Oh, my goodness. I'm genuinely at a loss. It was not my intent to be insensitive, all kidding aside. But look, everyone's heard me on the radio, seen me on Facebook. They know I'm intentionally insensitive to try to make people laugh. But I don't think I am mean. I don't come across – I don't hate people. I genuinely try to make them laugh, and I think you know that, Casey. Do I say stupid things? I do get in trouble, but it's because I try to make someone laugh. And if I mess up, I own it. I say, hey, I'm stupid. Why am I
doing that? If you step in it, you do admit it. And a lot of people don't have the character to do that. So I got to give you props for that one.
Well, you know, Casey, when I was in high school, or actually it even started in middle school, I was known growing up as the professor, Einstein, all these different names. I actually held a high level of respect in grade school and middle school. When I got to high school, I was ridiculed incessantly, and I just didn't get it. I didn't understand. Yes, I was a freshman, and it wasn't beaten up or anything. I went to a private seminary. I don't think there are any public seminaries, but I was studying. And
yeah,
I was stunned by it. Yeah, King Tom all over the place. But anyway, I went there and I was absolutely stunned by it. And, you know, I'm trying to reach my train of thought right now and I've lost it. Ah, darn it. Hi, you're listening to Monday Night America with Roger Noriega.
Whee!
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, this whole thing of titles, I'm not even going to ask the stupid question, the naive question or the ignorant question of when's it going to end. I'm smarter than that now. I've already smashed my finger in the car door twice. I don't do that one anymore.
Let's not do that. You only have two fingers.
Yeah. I don't have any left right now. So you see that this will be picking up steam then, right?
I kind of feel like it might. You know, it isn't the first time I've heard about it, but, you know, there are some elements in Washington on the East Coast that are, you know, of course, we have a lot of lobbyists here and a lot of activists and stuff. And so a lot of these things happen in D.C. pretty early in the cycle. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if this picks up some steam over the next few months, maybe.
Wow, it's crazy. I got to tell you, it really is for me. I'm going to be holding on. I'm going to be watching out to see what's going to happen, but we'll see. But, Casey, of course, please stay on with me if you care to. I'm not going to go that long today because I've been invited by my daughter. She went out, Casey, my 23-year-old, went out and purchased dinner, much to my shock.
Oh, my. Is it a special occasion? Is it somebody's birthday, or what's going on?
No, it's just there. After last week. Yeah, but here's the funny thing. Just last week, during the week, I mentioned I got the family together. Family conference! Have you seen the movie What About Bob?
Oh, God, Ed, that's been a long time.
But, hey, you know what? Now that I think about the program that you produced, you might remember that one. Family Conference. Remember? When something was going on, he'd say, Family Conference! Everyone would have to gather around, and he would whip out the little sock puppets, remember?
Oh, geez. Oh, see, now I've got to dig out that Netflix show, rewatch that, so I can remember the joke now.
What About Bob is a terribly amusing movie. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's just, it has to easily be 15 years or more since I've seen it.
Oh, it's been a little while since I've seen it, but that one was ingrained in my memory. All of the primary actors in that movie are very entertaining. But, you see, there was another point to that about what you were doing, about the program hosting. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, it's Monday Night America with your hosts Roger Nuriega and Casey Spiro on today. Casey,
well,
tell
us
about...
I know you
about...
were kind of asking what's going on with our shows. And most of you guys probably know that.
Yes.
Follow the Walking Dead, that part has been on hiatus, and I've honestly been in a lot of hurry up and wait with that since April, because so has AMC. The penultimate episode, which is a running joke on the Walking Dead show now, because I had heard the word a long time ago, but I actually never knew what it was, and they are very fond of overusing it. So the penultimate is like the one right before the ultimate. So every time they have episodes 15 of 16, it's the penultimate episode, and they love this. They think it's hilarious. But the problem this season, in season 10, is that when you shoot the show, then you have to do, you know, you fix everything in post, like the joke goes. And they really did need to fix everything in post, and that's when the quarantine hit. So episode 15 aired April 5th, and then 16 wasn't edited, so they had to go to a screeching halt. And so I've been waiting, and I don't actually know. Not only do they have to complete season 10, we don't know when they're shooting 11 or how any of that's going to work. Plus, Fear was supposed to debut after that. And the third new series that they're doing, I'm spazzing on the name right now. I'm so embarrassed. The one that takes place right outside Richmond, Virginia, and takes place in the future. And I've forgotten the name of it.
Right,
but,
Casey. Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I believe I saw this in Variety. This program takes place, as you mentioned, in the future, but this is one where you have children that have grown up in the zombie apocalypse or the walker apocalypse, right? They've never known what it was prior. They were born during that time. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is the main point of having the third show. It is isolating a culture that has never not known the walkers. And so the kids are kind of having some issues with how things are run. They're teenagers. It's, you know, a coming of age. And also this series, unlike everything else, they have pre-committed at the beginning. It's only going to be two seasons. So kind of think of it as like a really big mini-series. So it's kind of got an end built into it already. It's sort of a horse that, you know, it goes around the track and then it's done. So the running thing is that the kids are unsatisfied with something. I don't even know, so I can't even really spoil it. But they want to go outside the safety, and they think the adults are full of doo-doo. And they get out there and they find out that, oh, no, they're very much not. It is a dangerous wasteland out there that we all know and love already. And so it's a coming-of-age thing for them to find out about that and what they do about it. It has a little kind of a tone to it that reminds me of Hunger Games, just a skosh. It's kind of interesting. And you know, they haven't been able to show that either. So I don't know when that's going to premiere. It was supposed to premiere in April, and now that's sitting as well.
Yeah, the reality is the world's going to be mighty delayed for a while. We're going to be watching a lot more reruns. Actually, I understand there is stuff in the pipeline ready to go. But again, whether it be a scheduling conflict or whatever, they're just holding back so that when that starts, they can get back into the swing of things, per se. They can get back to normal schedule. but they're all thrown off, my goodness. Everything. There are some programs that didn't even start yet.
Yes.
So it's
really
crazy.
Thrown the entertainment industry for a huge loop. A lot of shooting schedules are destroyed, and some actors and crew people are going to other gigs that are possible for whatever reason, logistics. I guess they can still do stuff. And so they keep losing people because they need to still pay the bills and pay the rent. And it's like a whole sweater unraveling.
Oh, no kidding. And when you gave me that image, I saw it exactly how you meant it, I believe. I saw the sweater unravel. It's a mess right now. I have to tell you that, switching gears just a little bit, I did see the interview, not yesterday, but the week before, the Bolton interview. And I know Bolton is an educated man, and throw any rock you want at me once I'm done with my soliloquy. But I do have to tell you that you know I love messing with people. Whenever I feel I'm losing the conversation or whatever, I'll just belt out a few big words and take control again. But it's just me. I've read a great deal. That's the only reason why I have a very lexicon. But I did hear Bolton use a word that I'd never heard before. And I remember saying to myself, ooh, I gotta look that word up. And I tried to repeat it to my phone, Siri. And Siri just, I swear to you, and forgive me, anyone who's offended by that, I swear to you, the phone just looked at me and said, try again. She just said, I'm not sure I understand. And it was amusing, so I want to go back and see it again, but I just haven't had the time. But that was just I don't know, a detour right there. It is what it is.
I've been having a little fun with that, too. I have a well-known writer friend in New York who has been doing little watch parties, reading pieces of the book. And it's been amusing. We've made a little drinking game out of it, especially phrases like the resolute desk and the oval.
Wait, whoa, what was that? No, say it again, please.
Well, she reads pieces of the book, little snips of the book every day. And, you know, it's an informal thing. Just,
right,
you know,
but what about the resolute desk?
The resolute desk. It's referring to the desk in the Oval Office. But, you know, he's obsessed with referring to it as the resolute desk. And we don't know why, because in Washington we don't do that to the level that he does it in the damn book. It's like, you're being Captain Tryhard. Can you let it go?
Oh, okay. So I have to ask him, did you purchase the book?
Absolutely not. I'm not giving that filthy, I won't get on the stand bastard one thin dime.
I had not heard a swear word out of you in like forever. I think I'm the only one that swears when we have a conversation. Wow.
No, I had no
idea not...
if your show was rated PG or R before I did that.
Don't worry. It depends what time of day it is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, on my shows, they're all R because I have a potty mouth and so does the Rock and Roll Shrank. So.
It's funny. I didn't know that. You know, next time I'm going to go in there, I'm going to have to do some listening. I'm going to have to do some type watching and see if I can come out and get it right.
You have never forgiven me for the Meyer Briggs episode. I don't know if you're going to come on or not.
Actually, I think it's great. I believe that this is – okay, look. Ladies and gentlemen, this is obviously a hardcore inside joke, okay? And I rarely ever let people in on the explanations. And I'm gonna ruin this one because it is damn funny.
That's fair. Dr. It does span two shows, so to be fair.
Yeah. And this has been going on for a few years now. Yes. So
that's true.
What is really
that's
cool.
True.
Yeah. And so forgive me, Casey, for giving this one up, but you know, Roger, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, the program that they put on every other Wednesday is really absolutely awesome. Both of them know what's going on when it comes in to that, to the field of mental health and awareness. I am proud, and yes, yeah, Casey, you're here, so deal with it. I am proud that they're here doing this program on this humble channel. I am thrilled beyond belief that they're doing a program to get word out, to help people, yes, to educate, but I, as I love to say, share with people. And I'm proud that they're on my channel doing that, and I talk about it all the time. On what they're doing. But now I'm back on Twitter doing it all over again. So anyway, so I
hey,
have for years.
I'm on Twitter too, so it's all good.
Fair enough. Oh, and it's funny because I'm not going to admit how many Twitter accounts I have, but Casey is, for lack of a better word, beyond loyal. When she discovers I have an account, she follows it. And then I say, oh, Casey's following me. And like an idiot, I always put follow on hers. And then I say, oh, they're protected. Duh, it's the same account. How many times have you done this already, Raj? Like 20? Every time I see your account, oh, Casey, and I click follow. And then it says pending. I'm like, oh, that's right. Okay, I'll revisit that later, and I'll save my dignity. She'll know I was there, and I'll pull it back after a while.
You're fine.
It's so funny, but anyway. Well, that's cool. We're going to have to finish that thought in a moment, but if I may.
Look at how many you can follow based on your followers. So when you give extra followers, it actually helps that person because then they can follow more people.
Right. And, well, that's kind of why I wanted to do it there, but, you know, it always says pending. I'm like, okay, fine, elitist. I thought I was elitist, but you're elitist. That's okay.
No, it's, so, I work in cybersecurity, and I'm a privacy hound, and I know what those bastards do in public. Oh, my God. I've done it to people.
Okay, so that means next time I see your account, I'm still going to press follow.
Yeah, but and anyway. You'll get approved. You will notice that all of those pendings are long since approved. You're fine. You get the stamp of approval. Mew. There you go.
Probably so, and I'm thankful for that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I learned about the type watch that was written back, I believe it was in the 50s and 60s. And even though Dr. Stephen Mathis, I'm sure, wouldn't waste the time on this, but Casey as well, they know what I'm talking about, and they readily they don't slam you. They don't say you're stupid, uneducated to your face. But no, just kidding. But they do say that that is not correct. It is not based on real science. And what am I alluding to? To Myers-Briggs. I was given that test in the seminary, no less. So judge me, you so see fit.
Oh, it was awesome. For that.
Oh, I think I'm still doing penance. We're having a conversation, so go figure. INTJ.
Ma'am, that's
I am an INTJ. And, you know, Casey, I'm proud of it.
Funny.
I am an INTJ.
Oh, this makes perfect sense. I'm an ENTJ, so I'm you, but just more gregarious.
There's no doubt about that. Yes, that's interesting. That's funny. I guess that's why we get along. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
For those of you that know, the Myers-Briggs, they spent some time doing what some people would call pseudoscience. And consider what you is, it is not accepted in the world of mental health. And Casey, correct me if I'm wrong, we're talking about psychiatry or psychology. What would be the appropriate word?
We would be talking about psychology. A psychiatrist is more like a medical doctor. Their function is to dispense medication. And they do some counseling, but not really. They're there for the meds specifically. A psychologist would be the one that talks to you.
Understood. Appreciate that. And there it is. Folks, you learn something here new every day. So in psychology, it's a score each and every time. And every time that happens, we will put a flag on it and say, hey, see, told you you learned something. But it is May. In psychology, they do not consider this science. It's just not, no matter what they did, and they've written a few books about it. For those of you that have taken even psychology 101 psychology 1, understand the faults with it. I didn't find that out until after, but I kept it to myself, and I would love to mess with people. If you look in NDB media history, we've done Myers-Briggs twice, long before we met, Casey.
Oh, that's so funny. That's awesome.
Well, we've done it. Well, and then when Casey did her program on Myers-Briggs, man, I was there. And some of the other acolytes were there. And we're like, what's going on? And basically the first words out of her mouth, pseudoscience. It don't work. It's no good. I'm like, but I'm an INTJ. No, we have we have better methods. Come here. Come to the side of, you know, common sense. No, I like Myers-Briggs. No. It was funny. They did a wonderful program, and I was having a little bit of fun at Casey's expense. But I was surprised. I genuinely was. But I wasn't going to pick a fight, because I'm not going to pick a fight with two doctors. Like, I'm stupid, but not that stupid.
Yeah, my doctorate's honorary. It's okay.
Hey, I paid for my doctorate, $75. What was it, the Unitarian Church of something or other? They had a master's degree in their religion for $75, and I purchased it, and I was given the master's degree, and it's a legitimate degree, you know, 75 questions, $75, and then I purchased the doctorate. So I'm a doctor too, and it's not honorary. I paid for it.
Oh, honey, when you get a doctor, there are many points.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is, but anyway. I have a doctor, so I was messing around with a lot of people for a while, Casey. This was over the last few years. I was telling people, yeah, I'm about to finally, after so many years, I'm going to be finishing my doctorate. And each day, I would color in the oval on another question. Multiple guess, multiple tries. So as I was getting close, I was telling people, yes, I'm about to have my doctorate. I don't know if I'm going to make people refer to me as Dr. Roger. Oh, my God, Casey. Some of my coworkers lost their minds. They were like, oh, hell no. I'm not calling him Dr. Roger. It was fun.
That's hilarious.
Someone did tell me, he says, well, Roger, you do have the doctorate. It is hanging here in your office. I'm like, yeah, that's the one I throw darts at. That's not the type of paper. That's the holes in the paper. People have said, well, why don't you put doctor? Yeah, thank you. I'll be here all day. Why don't you put doctor in front of your business card? And I said, okay, first of all, it's a joke. And yes, it's legitimate in their church, then that's about it. It's not legitimate anywhere else. But for me to put doctor on my business card for finance and tax, that is not only unethical, but there's another word for it too. It's along the lines of ethical. It's not moral, but there's an ethical violation, because it's you're coming across as something that you're not, and I forget what aspect that is. And hence, I don't use the word doctor, because it's $75. It wasn't that much.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I have a couple of friends that used to tease me and refer to me as doctor, but I've never used it, because, like I said, it was honorary, and it was a very long time ago, and I just sort of feel like there's something amusing but disingenuous about it, so I don't do that.
but here's the thing. You fully admit that it was an honorary, but someone felt that you were deserving of, and you were bestowed that. That is so cool. No matter what, Casey. And you mentioned that to me in passing once, and I remembered it. Keep that in mind, all right? I do listen, as much as I fancy myself as not.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness,
I think
wow.
The entity that issued it, I think, may be defunct now. It was a high IQ society. It was something similar to Mensa. But I think they've been defunct for some.
That's a bummer. Hey, save that certificate, kiddo.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do. When I show pictures of my office and, oh, by the way, do you want to find out how real stuck up I am? And Casey's like, oh, God, no, I already know, dude. There's no need. Don't even. But it's all right.
But your listeners
I'm going
to know.
Anyway.
Clients want to know.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. My brother-in-law was over the last 2 weekends, and he did the property, and it really looks nice. He did the front yard, the backyard. So, Casey, since Jedi.tax is growing immensely, and even indirectly, as is NDB Media, I have advertised. By the way, for anyone listening, I am advertising a sales position. I am looking for a salesperson, maybe a sales manager, and an agent, but for right now, we're looking for either one to take both, or we're looking for two, or we're looking for one. But we are looking for a sales individual. And if you want details, roger@ndbmedia.net. Oh, and that's no D, people. No D. So, here we go. But anyway, what was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So about the whole place, I was going to do a video, Casey. I was going to walk out and say, hey, I want to let everyone see the changes happening to the campus here at Jedi.tax. Like, I'm really full of myself right now. And I was going to show everyone around. Yeah, and people were going to say, you cut the lawn. I'm like, well, that's a big deal. It cost us money. We're proud of it. Yeah, that's it, Casey. There's no more. I was gonna show the. I was gonna show people the property. That was it.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, that's how full of myself I am. Oh my goodness.
Hey,
so, do you want to share with us what's upcoming on your program? The Rock and Roll Shrink?
Well, as of right now tonight, I don't have a topic just yet. What often happens is we call things from social media, or people in my circle will talk about something on their mind or a news item, different stuff like that. So actually, if anybody has any requests or suggestions about topics we haven't really gone over yet, I would love to hear them. You know, we do it every other Wednesday, so this coming Wednesday I'm off. So I've got a few days if anybody's got something on their mind that they'd like us to talk about.
And, of course, you can find Casey on Facebook. He does have a Twitter feed. Duh. Of course he does. It's Dr. Stephen Master, the Rock and Roll Shrink, or is it just Rock and Roll Shrink?
I will tell you in just a second. I'll get the exact format for you.
Oh, that's too quick.
I've got it right here on my laptop. It is on Twitter @RockNRollShrink because we couldn't fit any more letters.
Right, Rock and Roll Shrink, which is really cool. I do listen to programs, ladies and gentlemen. Usually I'm busy on Wednesday nights. But whenever I'm, feeling randy, for lack of a better word, I get the gumption to go and pretend to go pick a fight with Casey. But I'm like, no, she's on the channel. Why am I going to do that? They're not talking Myers-Briggs anyway. Okay, I'll just shut up and listen.
Well, you know, we were doing a episode a couple weeks ago that I referred to as King Nothing or It's about dealing with people like the political tone that we have right now. We have this relatives that believe crazy conspiranoid stuff, and we don't know what's wrong with these people. Why do they do this? And so the show was kind of about that. It ended up being a two-parter because the first episode we did an extensive study about two quintessential studies in psychology on this, where doctors did some experiments, psychological experiments, and one of them was using prisoners and the other one was using volunteers that didn't know what was really going on, and both of them went seriously sideways, and it took almost a whole hour to explain what happened. But both of these experiments were famous for revealing that it does not take very much at all the right kind of propaganda, and pushing on people's fear and insecurity will make them do incredibly stupid SHIT. And it really isn't as difficult as people think it is. And it's terrifying how easy it was. So we did a doubleheader on that one. And that was some pretty powerful stuff that we found out. And unfortunately, it doesn't teach you how to deal with your crazy-ass uncle at Thanksgiving, but at least you might understand why he's doing it, kind of. I don't know if that'll stop him, but it might make it a little easier to put up with, maybe.
I believe it's a little easier to put up with.
Yeah. It's all fear-based stuff. Like, people don't like to be – there's a thing called groupthink, and people think it might be from the book 1984 because it has that sort of newspeak feel to it. But it's that people do not want to have an opinion contrary to a group that they want to have the acceptance of. So this is why, for example, people of certain political parties don't speak out against shenanigans from their party mates, because the – party line is that we're agreeing with it and we're backing everybody and we're being mutual. So if you rock the boat, you get kicked out of the boat and you got to swim by yourself, so they don't do it. And people like to think, oh, well, that would never be me, until it is. And then that gets really rough. So that's why it took two episodes to cover all that mess, because it's a hot mess.
Yes, Casey, it is. I am a student of history. Adolf Hitler, forgive me, people, calm down. Adolf Hitler famously said, for you to get the droves to believe you, it must be bigger and it must be greater and it must be repeated. You want them to believe it, the bigger the lie, the more the repetition, and just it's bigger and it's unfortunately bigger, better, badder, for lack of a better word. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to give them props. I'm just pointing out that that psycho, that lunatic, knew back then how to get them, you know, to do what they needed to do. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. And it's sad, and I see it. You see, I am against conspiracy theory. I am, you know, you've seen a few of my snotty posts over the years. I love celebrating on July 20th. Always, every July 20th, I put the meme. And we want to thank the 400,000 people that never spilled the secret about us faking the moon landing. Remember that one?
Oh, geez, yeah.
And I will tell you, it disappoints me. My brother, my older brother, believes that the moon landing was fake. And all because of the flag. And as I tell everyone, oh my goodness, don't you know that there was a spring in the flag? You guys all went to school. The kinetic energy of the unfurling the flag. And do you know what several people had the nerve to tell me? Oh, so you're an expert in physics now too? Can you imagine that? Can you? I looked at all of them.
Yes, I can.
We were
I am medicated. I can imagine it.
I just told myself, I'm not an expert. I went to high school. I had physics, like all of you did. It's easy. It's understanding the basic concept. And, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get all depressed now because it's just not right. It's so frustrating. That's just one. And then there are others. I don't want to. It's depressing.
Yeah, let's
there is
not end
something,
your
Casey. and fair enough, and I appreciate that. But I am going to pick your brain for this one because I believe you do know what it is. I look for it every now and then. It takes me about 20, 30 minutes to find it. And by that time, the idiot's gone. But I have my answer. But there is a psychological condition or an explanation for the people that believe in conspiracy theories that there's always something greater, that they have the answer and no one else does. There is a condition, am I correct on that, for that type of individual?
It sounds like you're talking about Dunning-Kruger.
Yes!
We have a Rock and Roll Shrink episode on that, by the way.
Yes, I remember. That's why I knew you had done that one, and I listened to that one. It is real, ladies and gentlemen. Now, on Sports Talk with the Guys, our code word is apron stringer. Okay.
Yeah.
And for those of you that know, Okay. Yes, the apron stringers are the little boys that are still holding on to mama's apron, the ones that live in the basement, you know, those guys.
Oh, God.
Yes. Those are, in our sports program, we call them apron stringers. Yes. And people, what are they? Yep. Yeah, shut up and listen. You got to learn the lingo.
Yes.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. Dunning-Kruger is not a pathology, but it's a cognitive bias. And the difference being, it's not a mental illness. It is a behavior that is a choice. And the only thing that really indicates why somebody would choose that willingly is that you see this with people who have low ability, and it upsets them that they have low ability. So they feel the need to talk way too large about the stuff they know because they don't know very much. You know, it's an insecurity behavior, basically.
You're right. There was more to the explanation. You bottled like 8 paragraphs in 2 sentences, woman. You just did right now. That was impressive. I'm like, yes, that's what I was trying. Now, for me to try to say it, it would have taken me 3 hours, about 42 tangents, and God knows whatever else it would have taken me to get there. But, yes, I do know that, and the whiny wench is telling me we're down to a few seconds. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go into overtime just a little quick because I want to end it on my terms. I want to speak to Casey about one other item. But I do want to thank everyone for listening, both live and in the archive. We love you. We appreciate you. We remember, control your destiny, people. Don't let anyone else control it. Next week, I'm going to have a wonderful article about the House of Representatives and the electoral vote. It could end up 269 and 269. How funny. We'll talk about that one next week. Jedi.Tax Radio debuts this Sunday at 8 p.m. At 8 p.m. Pacific time. 11 p.m. Eastern on the first Sunday. There's another inside joke. We'll talk about that later. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wonderful thing. Again, I want to thank you all, and we're going to be going into overtime just very quickly. So, Casey, on the days that you're going to do a program, let me know when you're going to – I know, we're playing it by ear. Let me know, and I'll put a play saver, and you can edit that program. That way you could still do the program. So, yes, Casey and I just had a staff meeting about our Sunday scheduling.
A little time zone hijinks. We have a little East Coast, West Coast riff. You know, it's almost like we're rappers, except, you know, not – not even close.
That's funny. No, not even close. There was another item I wanted to mention about what you were talking about, that one, and oh my goodness, but it was about the conspiracy theory, and I know it was way beyond the apron stringers, and I had it, but it's escaping me, and I'm trying to bring it back, but it's flying away. I see the little bird. It's gone. Come back. Oh, my goodness,
Was it about what I said, that you don't see this in people that have high ability? Was it that?
It was somewhere along those lines, yes. And
yeah.
I have seen that regularly, unfortunately, amongst many people, that it just they don't understand. They don't get it, and they'll stick to the simplest of themes. And I've had to deal with people like that, and I kid you not, Casey, I talked about the moon landing thing. We were at Shakey's Pizza, and it was a buffet place during lunch, and I mentioned the flag. It waved, and it only waved once due to the kinetic energy. And, you know, they slammed me about, oh, I'm a genius, or I'm an expert in that too. And then I said, no, I went to school too, and I went to. And then the guy said, well, I don't know of any place on the moon that has an atmosphere. Like, oh, my God, you just said that 10 minutes ago, and it was exactly what you just said. Because they don't seem to comprehend. They stick with what is there, and that's it. And it's distressing. It's depressing.
I can make it more depressing for you just because I know you want to end this on a happy note. They understand it perfectly. The problem is they are terrified to go along and admit that, because that means they have to admit that they have no effing idea what they're talking about, and they can't admit that either. It's a self-esteem problem.
Hey, you've got one hurt soul right here when it comes to self-esteem. But I fully admit, when I don't know something, I inquire and I learn, I study, I read. If I don't know anything, or if I don't know something, I want to read. I want to learn about it. And it just, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe how close people are. The whole thing of 9/11, and forgive me, I'm not asking for your opinion, but I remember I made a statement about 9/11, and someone said, well, you act like you know, and you have all the answers. And I turned to the guy, and I said, hell, I have read the 9/11 reports. Casey, I'm about to admit something to you and to the audience that I don't do very often. Ladies and gentlemen, on one of my computers here in my office, I have the Port Authority recording of 9/11. They're on one of my computers here. And this summer, I intend to read. Remember how they were available in the first year, and then they got rid of them?
Oh, my God.
I downloaded them in 2002 to one of my computers. I have the recording for the Port Authority.
Oh.
Yes. I intend to do that. I'm trying to get into some older computers. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have been contacted by two large publications. I mentioned to them if it would be of any interest to them, and they said yes. They want those recordings. This is not the Zapruder film stuff, folks. But these are the raw recordings from the Port Authority, and they go on for about 5 hours. And there are multiple channels, and I have multiple things. But anyway, all right, what I was telling this guy is, dude, I've read the reports. I lived it. I saw it. I know what happened that day. Well, you don't know. That's why we keep asking questions. Oh, now I know what I was going to say. And I said, dude, this is what it comes down to. You believe with the people that say that everything we saw that day didn't happen. It happened. It happened. Just like we saw it on television, 8 million people saw it live. And you are with those that say all of that was fake. I can never have a conversation with you. You believe all that was fake. We will never find common ground. We will never find anything. The guy walked out in a huff and a puff, and the guy says, Raj, what are you going to do? I said, well, you know that guy never had a dad, right? Oh, that was mean. Why'd you say that? Because all of us who had dads know that had we said something stupid growing up, our dad would have beat the shit out of us for being stupid. Sorry, Casey. But in the Latin world, Latin boys don't say stupid things, because if we do, we get beat the first time by dad. Say, you're my son. You act stupid again, I will end you. So, because the thing is, you're my son, and you ask that stupid question, I will end you. So I was mean when I said, well, you know, he didn't have a dad, because once you ask the stupid question and you get your answer, you let it go. You don't keep asking the same stupid question over and over, because your dad would never have allowed it to happen. And thank God we went in overtime for this one. I know, Casey, you don't have to agree. You can judge me in public. But I kid you not, Casey, men, well, you know, but when you were growing up, when I was growing up, guys didn't speak all that much, remember?
Depends on the guy.
Oh, well, of course. Sure. But when it came to take the initiative to answer or to ask the stupid question, guys usually didn't do that. No, you know, I was the guy that wrote the letter in junior year during one holy day. I don't know. I forget what it is, where you take a day off from school and you go on to prayer or whatever. And the pastor had this little, like, box where you could drop a question in there. And I'm going to admit that it was me. And all of my classmates remember it. Because I put a little question in there that read, the father, Dan Lehner, opened it up and he said, oh, he kind of chuckled a little bit. He says, I said, dude, when little animals die, do they go to heaven?
You are so bad.
I was 16 years old when I asked that question and I meant it. Do they go to heaven? So. You see, you don't ask stupid questions, Casey. Because if your dad finds out, he will end you. He says, you're my son and you asked that question? Oh, it's over. So anyway.
Meet me outside.
yeah, something like that. But it is. It's all good in the hood. I am going to run off. I actually have some tax stuff I got to resolve. I got some clients that are calling me while the program was live. I'm gonna have to attend to that. But Casey, I know it's late over where you are, but I want to thank you for spending some time with me this evening. It's always a thrill and it's always a pleasure. I'm glad that you're spending time with us here on the radio. It is a good thing. It's a good thing. I was about to get stupid, Casey, and I'm gonna stop. I'm going to stop now. All right. I'm glad you're on the air, Casey.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. I know we'll be talking a little bit. And I guess I'll have to deliberately schedule programs on your start time, because then we can talk some more. So we'll see.
Well, it's not like I'm doing anything. Damn it, AC, get your poop together.
That's funny. You know, it's so funny. She sends me a text. Hey, I know I've been on hiatus for a little bit, dumb shit, and you know what's been going on, Raj. Now you're scheduling a program in my time slot? What the hell? And I was like, no,
Casey. You're spoiling the punchline. You said you weren't going to spoil.
Hey, Casey. Hi, my name is Roger. Have we met?
Yes. Well, no, not in person. We haven't met in Meet Space, but we, you know, one day.
Oh, very good. Yes. Come out to the coast. We'll have you laugh. My God, that is such a great line in Die Hard. Yes. We are, huh? Our babysitter was a TV set.
Usually,
maybe not.
Oh.
Okay, fair enough. Siri's already interrupting me. But anyway, again, I want to thank everyone, guys. Appreciate it. We're going to have a lot more to talk about next week. This week, they're on hiatus. And, of course, the Walking Dead viewing party will be returning based on what's going on with television and COVID-19. Be strong. Be smart. Look, don't worry about what anyone else is doing. Worry about what you need to do. The believers are still going to get through this. And yes, we're up against a lot of people that are in it for themselves. Nothing has changed. There are a lot of us that want to do the right thing and are going to try to do the right thing. Stay at it. keep that stiff upper lip. We can beat this, folks. There's no doubt. It's going to be difficult, but we can get through this. Ladies and gentlemen, call in to the Rock and Roll Shrink. They're really good at what they do. The Walking Dead. Talk about messing with your head twice. I was trying to come up with a slogan, folks. Zombies and taxes. How can I really screw with people with that one? Zombies and taxes. I don't know.
Well, they usually say there's only two truths in life is death and taxes, so you kind of can fit that in there, maybe.
Oh, my God. Sunday Night Reality on NDB Media. Death and Taxes. The Walking Dead and Jedi.Tax Radio.
Yes, double header. Let's do this.
That was pretty good. And we know it's not worth really beating you over the head with it, so we're only going to do it once a month. We'll see.
Yep.
I don't know where that voice came from. Casey, always a thrill. Again, thanks. And everyone else, guys, I'm out. We're out. We'll see you guys. And you know the schedule. Head on over to ndbmedia.net. Find us on Twitter at ndbmedia. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.